We want to welcome Jim Altman from Fox 61 in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to see you guys in real life again. It has been too long.
Too long.
What about this McRib?
All right, let's get right to the most important story.
Yeah, that is clearly. What the hell?
This is important.
McDonald's is teasing the farewell tour of the McRib sandwich.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's kind of like Kiss.
Yeah, it'll be the Ozzy Osbourne farewell.
Yeah.
What was it? It was the Choco Taco. Yeah, that they were going to cancel that. That was an entirely made up publicity stunt.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
everybody outcries, and then you get, right? This is a ploy, right? We're not getting rid of no McRib.
You can't. Can you?
You can't. It's only around for a certain part of the year. It's only around for like November, then it's gone again.
Right.
Like,
it's already a select menu option.
Yeah. Then they bring it back in June also, like early June.
We're going to take away the Shamrock Shake next. I don't think
not
so, gentlemen.
That's only,
come
like,
on.
Yeah, it's only around, you know,
they're
St.
not getting
Patrick's
rid of
Day.
The McRib.
Yeah.
So should I just toss this story?
I don't know. Well, folks want to know about this.
All right. The sandwich, which debuted
folks named AJ.
Kansas City in 1981, has returned several times to the fast food joint's menu starting in 2012. In 2019, due to popular demand, McDonald's sold the sandwich at 10,000 of its 14,000 U.S. locations.
Yeah, and already
didn't have it?
The only thing with the McRib is either you love it, you really love it, or you hate it. And that's the thing. There's no in-between. Like, I kind of like it. It's either you love it or you hate it.
Why would you hate it?
And if you hate it, you're like, oh, it's not real meat. Oh, it's just gym mats and all kinds of other, like, internet crap.
Have you heard that?
Well, it's like some gelatinous amalgam of, you know,
it's real
processes.
This should be your next big story.
It's real frozen.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah. We could get the Fox 61 I team on that. But this is just like the Choco Taco. This ain't going anywhere.
Right.
They
have. I think the Choco Taco was going away until they announced it.
Right.
And that's
what they're doing here.
They became Choco Taco Fever. Yes.
I think what might be happening here is they did this with their chicken nuggets. They're like, say goodbye to chicken nuggets as you know them. And now it's only 100% white meat.
Right.
So maybe they are upgrading the recipe and what you know is going to go away, but they're going to bring in something that's maybe healthier.
Like the first comment I posted on my Facebook page, You know that's not real meat, right? I mean, you do understand what I mean by when I say soy and green. Really? So what, people?
It's interesting, so Phil. I pose this to you, Phil. How in God's name are you going to make the McRib healthier? What are you concocting?
It is what it is, people. Okay? You're eating at McDonald's, okay? You don't go there, like, go to the gym, then go to McDonald's afterwards, okay? It is what it is. It's fast food. It's not healthy. It is what it is.
I don't know. They have salads.
You just go
some
there.
Healthy.
No one orders McSalads. They don't care. They made it like shakeable. And people still didn't order it. It is what it is. It's fast food. Order a burger then. Shut up. Let me have McRib.
All right, here's a quote. Order yours in the McDonald's app for delivery or pickup before you say goodbye on 11/20/22. Enjoy our famous pork sandwich as if it's your last.
Yeah, everybody else is agreeing on Facebook. Not the first time they've done this. Someone else said sure, like Kiss doing a farewell tour. Yep.
The website also bills McRib's return as, quote, the McRib farewell tour.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't believe it.
Are they T-shirts?
Cool. I don't believe it.
I know. It was like everything, you know, had a shortage last year, and then it was like, oh, you're not going to be able to get a Christmas tree.
Yep. I bought them everywhere. Yep.
When's the last time you had a McRib sandwich?
June, when they came around last time. I only had one.
When it came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not missing out on that.
Did you do it as part of your TV, like a special or like a
no,
segment?
There was nothing editorial
you
on the McRib yet. Not yet, Chaz.
Because he was hungry.
And you do that, and you get the Shamrock Shake come March. And what other
seasonal stuff they have?
Yeah.
The lobster roll.
Ugh. Never. I'm never doing it.
Never having.
They never brought that back.
Yeah.
I almost said never having seafood there, but that fillet of fish is pretty damn good.
Yeah, no. And then, matter of fact, the McRib was the one that I ate five. I broke my record here in the studio. I ate five of them. I broke my record of four. I felt like McRib the next day.
Yeah, you did not look happy after that.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah. I ate totally different when I was younger.
Yeah.
That reminds us of a story. Remember when the Red Sox won their last World Series?
The last one.
I believe maybe it was 2004. It was 2007, I think. And
No, they won since then.
They won since then, but in 2007, if I'm not mistaken, they...
Throughout Philadelphia.
the Taco Bell gave away free tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they'll
steal
do that again
base,
for this.
Taco.
Yeah, that'll happen that. For this World Series, yeah. too. They've done that for years
yes.
and years in a row
well,
now.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
We did a very Chaz and AJ thing back then. Me and Tim Lammers, who's the morning anchor now.
Yes.
He was a sports guy back then. We went to as many Taco Bells as we could and consumed as many tacos as we could for free.
See, that's the
Lammers. Lammers must have eaten like 60 of them. It was just, I mean.
That's what Ketchup Bob used to do also.
We got it all on TV.
So you had MAP?
Like, oh, we had a map, and here, we did like the Zoom, not the Zoom, but the speed ramps of
right.
us going in between them. We just basically, we'd circle around the drive-thrus a couple of
like
times, and they'd kind of be in it, and we'd just keep getting as many tacos as we
like
could.
Like three or four places to get full, really.
They they have definitely found a way to circumvent people like Jim Altman.
Yeah.
you have to do it through the app now, and once you do it, that's it. You're done. So you can't go to multiple locations.
Back then, we figured it all out back then, and it was probably because of us.
They're on to you.
And technology has now prevailed.
Yeah, they've caught up to you.
Yeah, the Altman theory. Yeah.
Jim Altman, Fox 61 in studio. Beefman, what's up? You're on.
Yeah. There's nothing sacred in this world. I mean, this is a classic. The McRib is a classic. Do not get rid of it. Do not change the recipe. It's great. It's the pork shoulder. I'm with you, AJ.
It's
this
perfect.
Be a tragedy if it goes away.
It's got some pickle. Yep. It's got raw onion on it. It's a nice roll.
There's something about that roll, too.
The roll's great, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's fortified.
Yeah,
if you had it in a regular bun, it would seep right through and like, it would come apart on you. Mm. It's got some substance to it.
I concur. Yeah, keep it. Don't get rid of it. It's like getting rid of the Whopper, for God's sakes, right?
Exactly. It's an American icon.
Now, the Whopper is a mainstay. It's a signature burger.
It's their flagship burger.
It's the flagship.
Since 73, yeah. McRib does pronounce it 81, if they want to say, but it's still up there. It's a seasonal thing.
Do they have the McRib all year round in like Oklahoma and Tennessee?
Because
that's Kansas
like barbecue
City.
Country.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I would think, but I don't think so. I think it's just a seasonal thing. They hit and run.
Mm. Does anybody out there really think it's going away for good?
I don't know.
I did until you guys.
Just to make sure.
Like 5 minutes
just
ago.
Just to make
I'm
sure.
I'm like, you know what? Damn it, they're right.
Just to make sure.
I was all freaked out about this.
November comes, I'm having one. Mm. Just to make sure. Okay, this is my farewell.
Let's see how many AJ can eat this time around.
Can you
beat your record?
Do?
I did 5 last time. I know I can't do that ever again.
Yeah.
That was tough.
What about for charity? I wish there'd be somebody out there.
What if a camera from Fox 61 comes in?
Yeah. If it was to raise money, let's go for 6.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I think there's a charity aspect out there.
If you get someone to pledge a certain amount per.
Okay. You want to do that? We'll do that.
Okay.
If it's to raise money, go for it.
Yeah.
For like, the toy drive or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're going to have to do the show by yourself the rest of the week, Chaz, but that's fine.
I'll be in the hospital.
I'll just go in the monkey cage. Alyssa will come in here. I'll go in the monkey cage.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a fan there.
Did you see this James Corden story?
What's the James Corden story?
Jim Altman, Fox 61, is here. James Corden was outed by a restaurant owner in New York City for being rude.
So it was nasty to his staff.
And the restaurant said he's banned from here.
Wow.
He's bad to our people.
Then they unbanned him for some reason.
Yeah, I guess James... and then a couple of other restaurants came out and said, yeah, he was a dick over here, too.
Oh, it was like a swarm of stories about him in public being not the nicest.
I've heard he's not the nicest, but I've not... My brother was actually went to the Giants game in London 2 weeks ago, and James Corden was in his hotel. He saw him. He didn't speak to him, but he was in the lobby, and he saw him there.
Oh, wow.
Brush with greatness, I guess.
Yeah.
Or rudeness, or both.
Rudeness.
Yeah. But yes, I guess James Corden called this owner, apologized, and then he has his own explanation of what happened.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was in New York with some friends, and we went for breakfast at one of my absolute favorite restaurants. It's a place called Balthazar, and I love it there. The service, if I lived in New York, I'd go every day on the proviso that, they would let me in. So we sit down, we ordered, and my wife explained that she has a serious food allergy, right? So when everybody's meals came, my wife was given the food that she was allergic to. No worries, we sent it back, all was good. As her meal came wrong to the table the third time, in the heat of the moment, I made a sarcastic, rude comment about cooking it myself. And it is a comment I deeply regret.
I can see that. I mean, if
you get a pass
three times they still screwed it up, I'd be pretty
pissed.
That's
a problem.
Yeah, if that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be like if Chaz's McRib was screwed up. That would be bad.
Right.
I was in a restaurant in Long Island back with my first wife.
Yeah.
And she was allergic.
Yeah, I remember that. Stuff.
We went through the whole thing with the waiter, and you could tell if they're paying attention or not. You're like, ah, damn it. You know, like, hey, this is a deadly allergy.
Yeah.
Eye contact here.
When you get the pen
tapping. Make sure there's no cross-contamination.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah. Pay attention.
The food arrives, and, you know, 15 minutes later, it's like, becomes a whole scene, you know?
Yeah.
And the waiter's looking at me like, hey, you know, stop coughing over there.
Really?
You know, you're interrupting the
You're going to be choking in 2 seconds.
I'm
going to
be choking you.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as I fix this, I'm going to you.
No, he gets a pass for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Big time.
Yeah. And then Jimmy Altman, Fox 61, you're doing a story about firefighters and training.
Oh, that's a good story. That's our ratings period's coming up. So that's that's something we just shot a couple weeks ago.
So you only roll out the good stories during the ratings period.
No. I had an awesome story yesterday, which I'm very proud of. But this story is about the Fireground Survival Program. It's never been in Connecticut before, Chaz and AJ, and it's a federal program. They came in to work with the Manchester Fire Department, and it's basically it teaches firefighters to avoid getting into a mayday situation. You know, this is all derived from line of duty, sadly, you know, from line of duty deaths, from things that have happened to firefighters
so
all over the world.
And then they'll say, there's a lesson here. Yeah.
There's a lesson here.
Prevent this. Yes.
Let's make sure this doesn't happen again. That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
They bring in this trailer, which is like out of the movies, and they've got all these stations set up, and they have these firefighters who sort of barnstorm into wherever they're going. In this case, it was Manchester Fire Department, and they teach the firefighters there, look, here's what happened, and here's what you need to look out for. And they did a whole bunch of different modules, if you will.
How to counter it, yeah.
Yeah, how to basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
what was the lesson of that day?
The lesson of that day, they were working on a couple of things. They were working on bailouts for like a flashover, and they were also working on, you know what a big problem and among the millions of issues they have to deal with is entanglements. There are so many wires in your house now between your cable and your internet and your HVAC. Entanglements. So they had a whole station set up to teach them how to cut themselves out. Right? Because you can, you know, you have smoke, you can't see, and then all of a sudden you're wrapped around by some coax wire. And
what's grabbing me?
Yes.
Yeah, because this stuff in the walls, once the wall burns, now it's out.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you're caught in it. So real life, you know, situations that are, you know, much more challenging in 2022 than, you know, that existed maybe in 1975, right? So there are all these different things that they have to deal with, and they're taught how to avert that.
That's
that
a great
danger.
Story. When is that airing?
That runs in November, I think the third week in November. I think it's the 21st that's running, and then we have something coming up this Thursday, which we're also really excited about.
Is that the golfer who's blind?
Yes.
We're going to talk about
that.
That's pretty wild. Can I tell you, I love this guy?
You can tell me.
I mean, he's won a million Emmys.
Yeah.
He's tremendous. And you wouldn't know it when you talk to him. He's just such a humble and nice human.
Depends on the day.
He has so many Emmys. When he gets an Uber.
Sometimes he does a James Corden, but most times he's fine.
Right. When he gets when he takes an Uber, he gives the guy an Emmy. You go.
Yeah.
Hang on, guys. It's in my pocket.
Give me 5 stars.
Before I was banned from
How many
Uber.
Emmys have you won?
44.
Jesus! Right. 44.
Guess what the kids are getting for Halloween this year?
Put a little Emmy in your bag. Here's a Twix and a damn Emmy. Go. Have a nice time.
You broke my Twix.
Here's a Twix and an Emmy.
I ran out of candy. Here.
You broke my Butterfinger.
All right. So two things. One, if you have Jimmy's cell phone number, text him and let him know you're listening because his phone's going crazy.
Yeah.
So he
up,
needs more people to text him.
You're on the air right now.
The other thing is if you have an interesting Connecticut story that you think Jimmy should do, now's the time.
Yes.
And he loves telling stories.
He does.
That's my thing, right? I mean, I think we have, what, 3 million people in the state, and I think there are probably 3 million good stories out there.
That's right.
We just keep...
You're right.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Everybody has at least one.
He's only done like 10 so far.
Right. I just recycled them.
At least 44 good ones.
It's at least 44 good ones.
Yeah.
Todd in Westport.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I hear you have a story.
Uh-oh. I have a story. I have a local story, and it's directly tied to your radio station. Uh-oh. And I don't think you've covered it, but it's good news. You're the Fox's own Jeffrey Warshaw is a tennis champion.
What?
Really? Yes, he's a spectacular player, and he and his doubles partner won their club championship. They took on, you know, young players, old players, and they beat everybody and claimed the championship. And it's quite a cause for celebration. He's keeping pretty quiet about it, but... you know, I thought you might want to know. Yeah, humble guy. I thought you might want to know. It's directly tied to your radio station. And
Jeff Warshaw is the CEO of this radio station.
Do we call the Canada Heroes now?
And,
open it up!
He's really a humble guy.
Yeah,
wow. And he's a competitor.
Right.
Yes, definitely.
Wow, that's...
tennis.
Did he have, like, knee surgery or some knee issue, like, not too long ago?
He has... Yeah, he has... his knees are, you know... He's just hanging in there, but he's got great timing. He can hit every shot, and so even though he doesn't have great knees, he can still get it done on the court.
Cool.
Wow. Are you his teacher, or how do you know all this information?
Oh, no, I play in a league with him on the weekends, but
okay.
I wasn't involved in this championship. But, you know, I thought you guys might want to know since he probably wasn't talking about it.
Yeah, no, this is the first we've heard of it. So thank you.
Awesome.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the word.
All right. So that's a possible story.
All right, so not playing him for money.
Yeah. I'm sure you've done pizza stories.
I've done plenty of pizza stories.
Love pizza.
You can't do enough, though. What is it about food here in Connecticut? When you make a post on that, people go bananas.
Especially pizza, right?
Pizza.
It's like a cult.
Very passionate.
Pizza, pizza, hot dogs.
Burgers. Right, burgers.
Yeah.
But
wings also was big.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you, we have the Wing Addicts now. Have you ever seen those guys? You should
wing
have those
addicts.
Guys on.
No.
They're like the stool presidents of chicken wings. They go to different
really?
I've done them.
Need money
wing
for
addicts?
The Wing Addicts. You'd love these guys.
Yeah.
We have them on during the Super Bowl, and they travel all around, and they rate different wings.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that's
they
a tough job.
They just went to the Wing Festival in Buffalo, and they've tried all the wings around here. Of course, Jay Timms is the best wings in Connecticut, guys.
I've never had them yet.
That's a shame.
You had them. He brought them here.
Yeah,
many many years ago. So I need to have them again.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are a lot of good wings in Connecticut too.
Yeah, we are lucky with that.
Very lucky.
Zephyr Pizza in West.
Oh, I love Zephyr Pizza. Dante is just sending me texts. Everybody's sending me texts right now, guys.
The guy's name is Dante.
Keep texting.
He's a pizzaiola, absolutely genius.
You want a guy?
Now, why would
Dante
a pizza owner
pizza?
Have your cell phone?
Yeah,
because we've had him on TV before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you name the specialty, I have it in my phone.
Really?
Right.
Really?
Absolutely.
Huh.
You need a good HVAC guy? I got him.
Proctologist.
I bet you he has one in there.
I don't think I have a toe licker, but aside from that.
Dr. Finger.
but yeah, fantastic pizza, West Hartford, Connecticut. Has only probably been around a year. New on the scene. Love him. Who else
pizza?
Is texting me now? The owner, the chief from the Middletown Fire, the assistant chief, Drew.
Chief. It says your house on fire.
He owns one of the owners of Concentric Brewing in Portland. You guys know it? Do a lot of great stuff for the community.
Portland is where...
it's right over the bridge.
40 Motorsports, yeah.
What else? What? When you did your pizza story, which pizza places? You got to do Pepe's. You got to do Sally's. You got to do Modern.
Yes.
You got to do Zapardi's.
We've done... Zapardi's is the... I love them all, right? We're talking about, right, all on the A grade.
Yes. Yeah.
But Zapardi's is my favorite.
Right.
We've done some really awesome things with Zapardi's. What a nice family.
Yeah. And nobody... See, people get into this fight. It's like I posted a Roseland. I went to
you
Roseland.
You like Roseland, yeah.
I like them all. You know, as long as it's good pizza, I love it.
Yeah,
and, you know, I feel like there's top five in Connecticut. And
go. I want to hear it, Chess. You're going to... if you rank them now, you're going to be hearing a lot.
I wouldn't rank them.
From the tribe.
But you can't go wrong with these. Like,
no.
People argue, well, this one's better. It's like, well, there's not a bad one on the top
five.
There's
no bum in the bunch.
There's Pepe's, there's Sally's, there's Modern, there's Zapardi's, and there's Roseland.
And there's also Ernie's on the Hamden-New Haven line.
Ernie's, okay.
Phenomenal.
The problem is everybody's got their neighborhood pie that they fall in love with.
Yeah, mine.
And then
if you
omit them, you just don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing how passionate people become on this topic, right?
Almost fights.
Yeah.
Relax, people. Yeah. Relax. It's pizza. Shut up.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's pizza. This is the heart and soul of our community here.
Yeah.
You know, this is our history.
But you can't tell
someone. Colin Kaplan did a whole... did you see the Colin Kaplan pizza love story?
Were we in that?
We talked to him about it. I don't think we're in it.
It's such a good documentary. It's on Netflix.
Cameras.
You've had Colin on, yes?
Yes. I thought he brought cameras and he...
I don't recall.
I don't remember.
I remember Dean coming in.
Right.
He was in the documentary, too.
I have a T-shirt of that, yeah.
Stacy and Branford.
Hi.
Hello again.
How are you?
So, pizza. What are you thinking?
Getting hungry.
So pizza. I work at a pizza place in Clinton called Granda Beach.
I don't know it.
But that's not the one. That's not the one you're calling in, though, right?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I think you guys should try it.
Yeah. Just hand your boss the phone.
It would be funny if you said, I work at this pizza place, but I want to tell you about a really good one.
It's a much better place down the street.
It's a really good one. They have three locations. Guilford, Madison.
All right, I don't want to do it. Right. Okay, give me the name of it.
Granda Beach.
What?
Brand or Grand?
Grand.
Grand.
Granda Beach.
A beat.
Grand.
Grand a beat. Okay, got it.
I love beats.
Look, if I go all the way there and it's just mediocre and you're just trying to get me there,
well,
I'm going to track you down.
She works there. You can find right there.
Where's Stacy? You!
You could track me down on Saturday nights there.
Okay. I'm sure it's awesome.
Give it a try.
All right. I will. Thank you.
You can't lose with any of these. That's the thing.
You know, I thought that was really true about pizza. Like, there is no bad pizza.
Yeah, I used to work in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay,
yes,
see? I lived in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. Not known for pizza.
The only time I threw a pizza in the garbage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
in the garbage. One slice in the garbage. The rest goes.
Now, do you find it like a card or
I appreciate
like a Chinese
life.
Star?
I only spent 2 years in Columbus, but I appreciate life every day.
Yeah.
I swear to God I do, guys, because you live here and you're just like, okay.
This is good. It costs a little bit more, but it's worth it.
They don't know how to make
pizza. Do they have
pizza.
Specialty food out there? Like, what is that? Barbecue? What do they do well? Nothing?
Like college football, they do really well.
Yes.
That's about
it. Can't
that's
eat college true. Football, though.
But not
college
food. Football. So they don't have a, like, your steak.
I was
or...
underwhelmed with the cuisine there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like, I
was only,
or...
I was there for 2 years, but man, the food sucked.
See, like, okay. Dallas didn't have Italian food. No pizza, no,
right.
None of that.
Good beef, right? Great steak.
But, that's right.
Right.
If you want to get a steak,
right.
That's
it's
grow
the best.
The ground, yeah.
Tex-Mex.
Yeah. Sure.
They had that together.
Beef farms, yeah.
Trish in West Haven.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. You calling in food, or what are you calling in?
Food. I'm a big Zapardi's fan, but Mike's in West Haven. Mike's a beach on Campbell Avenue, about a block in from Biagetti's. They're a hidden gem, and you need to try them.
I don't know them. You do now.
They're really good. They've been there. I mean, I'm 41. I've grown up going to bowl.
Is there a specialty pie?
I like their bacon.
Oh, bacon. Bacon
I don't know
pizza.
What's for, but.
You know what might be a good story for you, Jim Altman, Fox 61, is the other pizza places.
Right. The lesser known.
The ones that aren't as famous.
Right.
Right.
The ones that the spotlight has been shine upon.
Well, clearly, I mean, I've done stuff with Colin Kaplan before, but you guys didn't know Ernie's, and Ernie's is five stars all day long.
Yeah,
you guys didn't know Zephyr. Zephyr's five stars all day long.
With Dante, yes.
So there's two there. And then we got this Granda Beats and Micah Beats.
Right. A lot of beats.
Same family.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep it a beat.
Give me beats.
Give me beats.
All right. Thank you, Trish.
Sorry.
Jimmy's always looking for stories. So it doesn't have to be pizza that you're calling in. It could be just some amazing stories of a veteran or someone who overcame an obstacle or a challenge in life.
Right.
He's got a good one coming up we're going to tell you about. A 90-year-old blind golfer.
Wow.
It's really amazing. Hi, Chaz and AJ, you're on. What are you calling in with?
Hey, how you doing? You guys got to check out Michelangelo's in Rocky Hill.
I know it. I've been. It's very good. Yeah. I know it.
Right.
It's right off the highway.
Right. Yeah.
It's right near West Side. It's right near West Side Market, IGA.
The menu's
picked
in the ceiling.
Exactly.
Excellent. They do a great chicken parm there, right?
Can you be further away from your phone, by the way?
The phone's in the garage.
Yeah. What is up with your phone?
Yeah, you sound far away.
Okay. Thank you.
Michelangelo's got you.
All right, so you've been there.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Number of very
and
good.
You wouldn't say that.
Great chicken parm there. Ooh. I know it.
Chicken parm's not easy.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's very easy to overdo that chicken.
Absolutely.
It comes out like a rubber mat.
Right, with cheese.
Yeah.
And sauce.
I'll still eat it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not stupid. I'm a Gabon.
But when that chicken is perfect, man, there's nothing better.
But it's hard to do. It's a delicate balance.
Yeah, because you don't know. Yeah. Like, is it done?
And then that's for the next time I visit. We can talk about chicken parm. Or we can do it now.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, how about Minervini's in Wallingford?
What in Wallingford?
McVicky's?
Minervini's.
Oh.
I've heard of it. I've never been.
I'm like, an Irish pizza place?
Awesome. Yeah. Like a clam pie. It's the best.
I never really thought I'd like seafood on pizza.
Oh, yeah. Done right, yeah. It's
nice.
Yeah,
Zuppardi's clam pie is the best.
Yeah.
Again, we're going back to Zuppardi's.
Pepe's has
the best.
A good one.
Pepe's has an excellent
one. Famous
for
their white pie.
But Zuppardi's
the clam pie.
Whole belly clams on the top. That's not what I'm ordering first. I'm getting their sausage. They make their own sausage.
That's right.
Right? That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
But as the appetizer, I could get a small clam pie.
Right. I'll warm up with that.
Yeah. Said the guy who's carb free.
Yeah. Right. You're too skinny to be liking all these pizzas.
Yeah.
That's a problem with television, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Don't eat a lot.
How much do you weigh?
I'm probably $165, $163.
You look thinner than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how do you maintain that?
Stick your finger in the throat.
Yeah.
Supermodel diet.
The pizza tastes great.
I'm Jimmy.
I run 6 days a week.
Oh.
He actually didn't take his car here.
How far?
Took the day off. So on the weekends, I do four.
Okay.
And on the weekdays, because I have work, I do two every morning. I'm out there early.
Okay.
Listen,
and then you watch what you eat. You won't eat a whole pizza.
No.
No.
No way. But once
that's
a week.
That's the problem.
Once
moderation.
A week, like Saturday, we'll get some Zephyr, we'll get some Harry's Pizza. Or
and you'll woof it down.
I'll have like two slices. That's enough.
See.
On the couch.
I could never do it.
Pulling out crumbs on your belly
button. I could never make that sacrifice to be on television.
Yeah.
You're a superstar.
Should be on radio, right?
I used to be like, let's get a bigger camera.
There's only so much you can do.
Take a shot from like long, like digitize, like take off the sides.
Just focus on my face.
Edit.
Done.
Wow, we don't think about that.
I'm eating over here.
How long have you been on Fox 61?
So I'm coming up on 18 years, gentlemen.
Wow.
Do you guys remember the first time we met?
Yes.
No.
It was an open field ran to each other in slow motion.
Well, we're coming up on 20 years, so we've known each other for at least
We met was, I think, 2006 or 2007. You guys commandeered the Fuel Mart in West Haven.
Oh, right.
Okay.
That you gave away like 99-cent gas or something.
You gave away 99-cent gas.
Oh, no. Highway was
shut down. There were cops everywhere.
We didn't really think that one out too well.
Didn't we dress McGill up as,
McGill
an Arab?
Was there. Tillery
an
was
Arab?
There.
Oh, my God. We did so many
yes,
things.
Yes, we did. Yes,
back
we
in the day.
You look good, though.
Yeah. You guys
good.
Remember that. That
right.
was. I love that story. That was a fun story. But the roads basically shut down.
Yeah.
You should. If you did that now, can you imagine?
No. And it was a couple of miles of highway on 95
yeah.
getting off the exit.
Yeah,
we didn't
they
think
showed
about
an overhead shot of like the people like lined
right.
up. On, yeah, it was. Pretty
yeah, that's right. Jimmy did the best story on it and the best job on it, and we were like, we got to meet this guy.
Yep,
that's when it all began.
And
what
he was
do you think? What year?
Then.
Do you
what the hell?
What year do you think that was? 2007, 2008.
I think it was earlier.
It might have been 2006.
It seems earlier to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right, we got a lot of pizza calls coming in.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, because I'm
getting so hungry now.
That's what gets people going.
Yeah.
Does, even
yeah,
at this
yeah.
hour.
We all love pizza.
Craig in Cheshire, what are you calling in with?
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good. So I have Little Rendezvous in Meriden. You guys ever been?
Never heard of it.
Nope. Haven't had a rendezvous in quite some
okay,
time.
Okay, the oven is older than Pepe's. Coal fired, cash only, all they serve is pizza.
Cash only.
It's cash only is so pizza. Old school.
Yeah. Cash only. How much
yeah.
cash you got?
It's phenomenal. It's like a diamond in the rough, man. It's a tiny place. It's wow. in the center of Meriden. It's in a really like rough area. But I'm telling you, man, the oven, if you go to their website, the oven is actually older than Pepe's by like 20 years.
What's it called?
How's that possible?
Rendezvous, Little Rendezvous.
Little Rendezvous.
Okay.
That's I never song. Heard of this.
There are people that swear by this place. Every time we do this topic, this one gets called in, and they're like, "You have to go."
I call every time,
yeah.
Phil.
And they're like, they don't really promote themselves. Like they're like their little neighborhood. Everybody that lives in that area knows.
Sounds like a Beach Boys song,
but no one goes anywhere else. This is the only place they go.
Little Rendezvous.
How did I know you were going to sing when you said Beach Boys?
Because
song?
I'm an ass.
check it out, guys.
How did it, so it started as a bakery?
Yeah, it was like a bread oven, and then they just kept adding on to the building, I guess. And it's this long hallway down to a big brick oven in there.
Oh, wow.
Like,
so it feels like New York City.
There. Yeah, man, it's cash only. They only serve pizza and
that's
beer.
And just so, pizza and beer.
That's nice. That's it.
That's no, it, man.
No tables.
That's a great name for a place, just pizza and beer.
There's a couple tables in the back, but that's it.
Wow.
Right.
That actually
yeah,
sounds
check
like
check it out.
Yeah, that sounds like one I want to check out.
It's paradise.
So I shouldn't leave my car outside?
No.
Just lock it.
I always do. I don't want to have a pizza and lose my car.
Maybe just go out and eat
it
in the car.
If it's that good, it could be worth it.
I'll,
who knows?
Right. I'll eat in the car.
So they've got a website where they talk about the history of the place. And as Craig was saying, the oven might predate Pepe's. Their pizza maybe does not.
Right.
So they opened like in the 1800s as a bread bakery, and I don't think they started making pizza until about 1940 or so.
It was a lot of bakeries that this is how pizza got so good in New Haven.
Yeah,
there were bakeries, and then the Depression came, and it was like, well, we need to make food out of this bread.
Yeah, we can't just be open in the morning.
Yeah, we got to keep this going.
Right, they spilled
That's
some
right.
sauce.
We gotta, and a lot of them were helping the neighborhood with free food.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you, Craig. Right now, Jimmy Altman, Fox 61, is in studio, and he's looking for story ideas. You know, 44 Emmys. You got to keep the streak alive.
No pressure.
Looking for 45.
We're
now.
Looking for the story that'll bring him 45.
Yes.
Those things change your life. I can't.
Yeah.
One fill out of your pocket.
Yeah.
I know. You're almost embarrassed that you have them.
I don't have all of them anymore, Chase.
Yeah.
I've given a bunch away.
Well,
how's
I'll take
that?
One.
Fair and equitable.
I'll buy one
I
from
told you.
You,
all you had to do, I could have brought one for you today. You could just put it right up there. What the hell do I need it for? They're sitting in a room in my house. You don't see them.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, to have like one room with 44 Emmys in it?
Right.
Like you walk in, you're like, what?
Yeah.
Whose house is
you
this?
You dance like a Sting
yeah.
video.
I have that.
Okay, there you go.
But
you move one, it opens a room to more Emmys.
Yeah, you tilt one. Oh!
It's like in Batman. You tilt one and the thing yeah. slides over.
Put these sunglasses to his television.
Put these sunglasses on, you'll need them.
Tammy and Prospect, you have a story for Jimmy?
Well, I don't know if they've already done a story. I apologize because I don't even know who Jimmy is. I don't watch TV.
I'll try harder.
You don't watch TV. I'll tell you what. If you did, you would know who he is.
He's very tall.
Okay.
I'm 6'4".
I was going to talk about my town, and there's probably been stories about my town before. But my mayor in Prospect is absolutely the best person on the face of the planet.
Oh, he's cool.
Mayor Bob.
Yep.
He's been the mayor
Bob's
for
awesome.
Many years. When I got into a car accident, I was in my Beetle, and I had the top down, and I was a little disoriented. And I look up, and I'm like, Mayor Bob? I think he's also the fire chief. And he said, yeah, it's me. And he was all in fire gear and everything. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize he was also the fire chief. And when I had my house, I had America Home Front. They came and helped me with my house because I had gotten fired and served divorce papers on the same exact day.
Wow. That's all in one day.
Yeah, it was a bad day. So they had come out and helped me with my house, and Mayor Bob was there. I mean, he's always there. He's so awesome.
That's interesting.
Car show, Mayor Bob's there.
Yep. And
I called a plumber. It was a knock on the door.
Right.
It was Mayor Bob.
Right. I called Uber Eats. Mayor Bob showed up. Here's your chicken sandwich. Some of your fries are missing. Yeah.
He's just an awesome guy.
Mayor Bob's all around. Cool.
We just had a pumpkin festival downtown. It was very small, and there was a parade. And here he came walking down, and he's in a orange and black pumpkin suit.
Nice. Yeah, he said no pictures, by the way.
But we have a couple of pizza joints. I don't know how great they are. I love Anna's. It's a little tiny, tiny place in Prospect.
All right, we got it. So Mayor Bob, though, is the story.
Yes, Mayor Bob.
Yeah.
Mayor Bob, he's just awesome.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye bye.
Thank you.
All right. I remember Mayor Bob when he just started out. He was 3 years old, delivering ice cream to kids.
It was amazing. Actually, he invented ice cream, he invented pizza too.
That's a nice small town story.
Yes, Mayberry, Connecticut.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
That's
Mayberry,
Connecticut.
Now, you're making a face during that story.
It
sounds like you're like, this might be something.
You're
thinking not so much?
Maybe this isn't a story for me. Maybe you guys could, do the director's cut on it. I don't know.
Mayor Bob.
But Mayor Bob seems like a swell cat.
That's cool.
You stay away from politics?
I do.
Yeah.
Though, in the 18 years, I've certainly done my share, right? You've kind of had your hand in everything. But these days,
I watch it.
Jennifer Bernstein does a lot of the politics.
Right.
We have another
special.
We have people who do that.
It's like you don't have a dentist check your knees.
Right. I'll be there. I'll be out for the coverage on election night.
Sure. Why do you check?
Right. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about this 90-year-old blind golfer.
Yeah.
When does this story air?
Thursday at 6 and 10 on Fox 61. We're excited about this one.
How does he hit the ball?
So he has a guide with him. He has a guide dog and a guide. So his name's John Casolo. He's originally from Waterbury, local guy. And he lost his sight in 1984. So he's been blind since then. He's 90, still plays golf once or twice a week. He goes to Sleeping Giant in Hamden, beautiful place.
Wow.
And he's...
What's his score?
Better than mine. he plays in the U.S. Blind Golf Association, which does exist, and he travels across the country. And it's not just he's a 90-year-old golfer. He's 90 and he's blind.
And he's blind.
Right. So
Neither one of those is amazing. Together... It's off the charts.
Was he a golfer prior to being blind?
I think
probably.
Did he take it up? I'm blind. I'll take up golf.
I can't remember. He skied until he was 85.
Because he can't be doing
it. And now he still plays golf, and he's no shortage of personality in this guy. And his guy Gary goes with him and lines him up and tells him, the ball's here, and we've got so far to hit to the pin. And he made some look. We all mess up in golf, right? He's got more of an excuse than the rest of us.
This is
true. He made some nice shots. And again, this has opened a door for him to travel the country and play in these tournaments. And
I love that story.
Does he drive the cart?
It's a beautiful story done with
Gaylord. The cart.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Doesn't do so well with that part.
He's not great with the cart.
It's a golf.
No, but there's bubbles coming out of the pot.
cart driving, he's not great at that.
Yeah.
It's through Gaylord Hospital. They do a lot of...
They do great work.
They do great work in the sports association there, and we just have a great relationship with them. And
I look forward to that story.
I do, too.
Thursday at 6 to 10, 561. Nice.
Yeah.
Jimmy Altman. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks, gentlemen.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humor. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.